Blog Talk Radio.
This is the day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Welcome, beloved, to our online church gathering. This is your Apostle Minetta Hare. We are live in the great city of Detroit. We welcome you again to our Kingdom in Gathering Church every Sunday at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. We welcome those that are near and far. I want you to share right now with your friends, with your family, by sharing through Facebook. Share, share, share. They say, sharing is caring. This is going to be a dynamic message this morning as we continue our series Back to the Bible. And our focus has been for the month of November and now December is, beloved, biblical principles of wealth and prosperity. God's prosperity. And so as we look at today's message, I want you to grab your Bible, grab something to write with, something to write on, because I want you to go back and read and study and meditate and declare and decree and confess God's word over your life, over your family, over your business, your ministry, your community, your city, your nation, that God's word will go forth and not come back void. And so as we look at these biblical principles of wealth and prosperity, it is going to change your life. Let us not just be hearers of God's word, but let us be doers. Amen, amen, amen. That's giving you enough time to grab your Bible because I want to share with you several passages of scripture that we're going to pray over as we will look at. Our key passage of scripture, beloved, is found in Psalms 35. Psalms 35, verse 25. Psalms 35, 25. I want to read, I'm going to give you several more, but that's the key one, that God delights in the prosperity of his children, of his servant. And so I want you to catch that in your heart and in your spirit this morning, that it applies to you, it applies to me as we continue this series, God's Covenant Wealth and Prosperity. If you have been with us over the last several weeks, you can go back and to our Blog Talk Radio archives. You can download those podcasts 24/7. I encourage you, beloved, go back and listen to them and let the, by the power of the Holy Spirit, give you even greater revelation to what God is speaking to you this day and into your heart this day, beloved. Here it is, Psalms 35, verse 27, for your hearing. Let them shout for joy and be glad who favors my righteous cause. And let them continuously let the Lord be magnified who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Amen, amen. That's the word of God for his people this morning as we look at God's covenant, wealth, and prosperity. I just want to give you some other passages or scriptures for you to meditate on this week, for you to read throughout this week, for you to decree and declare over your life, over your family. We're looking at financial breakthroughs coming forth this day in Jesus' name. Amen. And so in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19, for your hearing, I am willing and obedient, and I eat the good of the land. Amen. So I'm creating declarations and decrees and prayers. As we looked at Psalms 35:27, you can decree and declare that I am the Lord's servant, and he has pleasure in my prosperity. Amen. That's why I want you to go back and listen to this broadcast. Listen to this message as you confess God's word over your life regarding his wealth and his prosperity. In Deuteronomy 28:18 says that, remember, it is thy God who gives you power to create wealth in the establishment of my covenant, which I swore with your ancestors. So you can make that a prayer, make that a confession, make that a decree out of your mouth that you will go forth this day, beloved. Many times when we start talking about wealth and riches and abundance and prosperity, we reject God's word. That's why, beloved, as we want this financial breakthrough, as we want financial abundance to come forth in our lives, God has already spoken in his word. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, that you would confess, I seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these are added unto me. Last week, I shared with you, over the last several weeks, I shared with you about the blessings and the benefits of God's wealth and God's prosperity. In Proverbs 10:22, it says, the blessings of the Lord maketh me wealthy and adds no sorrow and no toiling. The blessings of the Lord maketh me rich without toiling and without sorrow. Think about that, beloved. The blessing of the Lord. And we're going to even study out the blessing of the Lord, even in greater depth. So you have to keep coming back to our Kingdom in Gathering online church. For this is the mantle and the mandate that the Lord has given for us to go forth in 2017. Of looking at his word, his passages, his promises, his will for your life pertaining to wealth and riches and abundance and prosperity, that we take this in our hearts, in our spirits, in our minds, of what God has for you and for me. In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, Jesus, for my sake, became poor, that I, through his poverty, might become rich. Oh, what a powerful scripture, beloved. That for my sake, Jesus became poor, and through his poverty, that I may become rich. Read that, beloved. I'm giving you the scriptures. I'm giving you the decrees. I'm giving you the declarations for you to meditate on, beloved, for you to confess over your life. Psalms 23, verse 1. The Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. These are all and prosperity scriptures, beloved, out of the word of God. Not what I think, but what God's word has spoken to you and me. The Holy Writ, the scriptures, God's word, which is his will, which is his promises, will say yea and amen, that the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want. Oh, this is something that we all can hold on to as we read and study and meditate and declare and confess God's word over our lives, over our family, over our household, over our business, our ministry, our community, our city, that the word of God even gives us in Jeremiah 29:7, that we would pray for the peace and prosperity prosperity over the city, over the community which we live, that as it prosper, so will we. So you should be praying and interceding for your city, for your community, for your neighborhood, for your block, for every household that God has given you power and authority to speak life. Just as Jabez said, Lord, increase me. Bless me indeed. Increase my territory. Increase my business. Increase the works of my hands. We have to take God's word and really meditate on it and let it saturate in our spirits and in our hearts and in our minds, that we would not just be hearers of this word, beloved, but we become doers of God's word. 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 6 through 8. For your hearing, beloved, as we confess, I sow bountifully and I reap bountifully. I give cheerfully and not grudgingly or a necessity. And God loves me and makes all grace abound toward me, that I, always having all sufficiency in all things and have abundance for every good work. Oh, what a powerful confession for us this morning, that you are sowing bountifully and that you are reaping bountifully. Amen? For we know God loves a cheerful giver. I want to encourage you to go back and listen to last week's message where I talked about extreme generosity. Extreme generosity that Jesus observed in the temple when the giving came forth. There was a widow who gave her all, the two mites. Others gave out of their abundance, but she gave her all. And we even looked at how Apostle Paul, he bragged on the Macedonian believers that they gave out of their generosity, beloved. We see that in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 2 and 3, that they gave. They had a formula, beloved, even though they might have been challenged financially. They might have been embracing poverty, but they gave, overflowing with joy. That's why Jesus loves a cheerful giver, beloved. That equals rich generosity. That's what we want to have giving in our hearts, beloved. You just think about that. Paul didn't have to pressure them into giving in their offerings. But they had a heart of giving. They had an attitude of joy toward giving. What about you, beloved? What kind of giver are you? What kind of giver are you? When we look at what the Word of God is speaking to you this day, beloved, that as we decree and declare God's Word over our lives pertaining to wealth and riches and prosperity, for 3 John 2, we confess that it is the will of God that I prosper in all things and be in good health, just as my soul prospers. Yes, beloved, it's God's will that you prosper. Just as we know Psalms 35:27 says that he delights in your prosperity. Oh, that's exciting when we hear that word, prosperity. What comes to mind, beloved? There are many words that are related to prosperity. I just want to share several of them with you. When you hear them, beloved, understand that it is God's will that you prosper. in every aspect of your life, spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, financially, relationally, vocationally, every aspect of your life. It's God's will that you prosper and be in good health as your soul prospers. Your will, your emotions, every aspect of your life, beloved. So this is an important topic. This is an important subject that we need to study out, even in greater depth of God's word, God's holy scriptures. That it's God's will that his children prosper. And so as we look at various topics and subjects that are related and represent different aspects of prosperity, I want you to write down these following words, beloved, that are included in your prosperity. I start with the word blessings, glory, success, favor, goodness, riches, abundance, wealth, peace, fatness, flourishing, multiply, reward, gold, silver, treasure, plenty, increase, benefit, bountiful, promotion, fruitfulness, enlarge, and largeness. Think about that, beloved. These words, they represent different aspects of prosperity. And so I want you to meditate and memorize God's word pertaining wealth and riches and abundance and prosperity as you confess it out of your mouth. As you speak it, I call it head, heart, and mouth. As you meditate on it, as you ponder, as you speak it over your life, there's life and death in the power of your tongue. Are you speaking prosperity or are you speaking poverty? Are you speaking debt? Are you speaking overflow and more than enough? Let us lock into the word of God over your life, for we know he takes great pleasure in your prosperity. Now, beloved, as we continue to look at some of the words, and there are thousands, there's over 3,500 words relating to prosperity, wealth, riches, abundance, success, all those words that I just shared with you in the Word of God. So we have to take it upon ourselves today, beloved, and studying out God's Word pertaining to his prosperity, God's covenant, wealth, and prosperity. Oh, this is going to be an exciting time as we embrace 2017, as we look at God's word, even in greater depth here on Kingdom In Gathering Online Church. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 15, 16, 18, and 19, I want you to study it out. Let me read that for you. Many of you have quoted it before, have read it before, but I want to read it from the scripture and then give you a prayer and a declaration that you can speak over your life. Philippians chapter 4, verse 15. And it says for your hearing, "Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the gospel, when I departed from Macedonia, no church shared with me concerning giving and receiving, but you only." Verse 16. For in Thessalonica you sent aid once and again for my necessities. Verse 18. Indeed, I have all and abound, and I am full, having received the things sent from you, a sweet smelling aroma, an acceptable sacrifice, well pleasing to God. Verse 19. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. Here we see Apostle Paul saying to the Philippians, because of their generous giving, because of their giving, that he is praying for them now, that God will supply all, not some, but all their needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Beloved, you can circle, highlight riches and glory. Those two words represent prosperity. That's what Paul was saying, that God's prosperity, God's covenant wealth and prosperity would be upon their lives. And so I appeal to you today, beloved, just as Paul did with the Philippians in Macedonia, that you would share and be a blessing to this ministry. And so as we pray, as we decree, as we declare that I will share in the ministry of giving, and my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Amen. God loves a cheerful giver. That you would be extreme in your generosity. Here, Apostle Paul is telling us. We quote that passage of scripture many times, but it came from the apostle over the people, that was his prayer for them. Amen. That's what he was confessing to those who gave, those Philippians in Macedonia, when he went to do the work of the gospel in Christ Jesus, that they were givers. Amen. So a part of your giving, a part of establishing God's covenant wealth and blessings over our lives, we must be givers. Amen. That's why I want you to go back and listen into last week's message and tap into what God is doing in the earth in this time and season as we look at these biblical principles of prosperity, that you would be able to tap into those blessings. Amen. And then looking at Malachi chapter 3. Very familiar passage of scripture, 10 and 11, as your declaration, as your confession, as your decree, that I will bring all the tithes into God's storehouse, so there is food in God's house. I prove the Lord, and he opens for me the windows of heaven and pours out for me such blessings that there is not room enough to receive it, but it overflows through me to others, and God rebukes the devourer for my sake. Amen, amen, amen. Oh, beloved, that we would capture what God is speaking to us regarding his covenant wealth and his blessings and his prosperity. See, when we look at this word, prosperity, it means a good trip, a good journey. See, prosperity is a journey that begins but never ends. Amen? Prosperity is a journey that begins but never ends. When we look at that word, there are many words in the Greek and the Hebrew pertaining to prosperity. And I just want to give you a couple of them for you to kind of meditate on and study out for yourself, beloved. I gave you the list. Amen. I gave you the list of words that are related to prosperity. See, to prosper means to succeed in an enterprise or an activity, especially to achieve economic success, to become strong and flourishing. This is according to Webster's dictionary. See, we have to expand our understanding of the whole realm of prosperity. They are including spiritual blessings as well as natural blessings in our lives, beloved. And so when we look at prosperity, I just want to give you a couple of words. When we look at the scriptures for prosperity, they're found in almost every book of the Bible. And I believe this reveals how much God desires our prosperity. In August of this year, August 1st, through December 31st, we have been on a journey of prospering through the Psalms. And I challenge you, it is a 150-day journey of going through the Psalms and reading and meditating and confessing God's prosperity over our lives, and looking and using the various words that I shared with you: blessing, success, glory, favor, goodness, riches, abundance, wealth, peace, flourishing, multiply, reward, gold, silver, treasure, plenty, increase, benefit, bountiful, promotion, fruitfulness, enlarge, largeness. Just wanted to give a couple of those words again. Beloved, a 150-day journey of prospering through the Psalms. If you are part of my Facebook family, I shared various scriptures of highlighting prosperity in the Psalms. Amen. And so as we continue looking at some of the definitions of keywords that relate to prosperity, I want you to go and for you to meditate on those words as well, beloved. And so as we continue, next week, we're coming to a close today, beloved. But I want you to journey with us for the next days and weeks and months. I pray even now, may God's covenant wealth and prosperity continuously flow into your life. Amen, amen. So as you study and you meditate on God's word, as you confess it over your life, hear what the Spirit of the Lord is speaking to you and giving you even greater revelation. We want you to join with us next week as we will continue to pray over your life for greater revelation and insight and discernment regarding God's covenant wealth, riches, abundance, and prosperity. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Go back, beloved, and listen to the broadcast again and read those scriptures Write them down. Meditate on them throughout this week. That as we confess God's word, we're believing God's word to manifest in our lives as we continue this journey here on Kingdom In Gathering Online Church. We're believing God for great wealth, great riches, great abundance, and prosperity to manifest in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. Well, I've been encouraged and I've been blessed, beloved. We are on a great journey. I encourage you to come back next week. I encourage you to listen to this series day in and day out. And by the power of the Holy Spirit, He will even give you greater revelation, insight, and discernment to God's prosperity. Amen, amen, amen. Just remember, beloved, you can be a giver and support ministry, beloved. We need your support locally and globally for our ministry outreach programs that are coming forth this month. We will be ministering and serving locally at our homeless shelter for families. We have 180 families that we are adopting, and we want you to be a part of what God has spoken to us in Matthew 25, that we, amen, would be His hands. We would be His hands. We would be His feet as we give, amen, as we give to those that need shelter, as we give to those that need food and clothing, as we minister to them here locally in the metropolitan Detroit area. But also, beloved, as we minister to those nationally and globally around the world, that your financial support is greatly needed, and you can donate and contribute to our ministry via paypal.com. That's www.paypal.com. That's PayPal.com, using our email, faithatworkmissions@gmail.com, that you will be a cheerful giver and be a part of what God is doing in the earth through our ministry. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Some of our other weekly programs and events and outreaches that are coming up this week, join with us on our online Bible study that is every Wednesday. That's December the 7th at 7 p.m. Our new series that will continue, God's Covenant Wealth. You can call in at 1-712-770-4160. And our pound code number is 313954#. Amen. That is our weekly online Bible study. And then, beloved, we have our prayer outreach. We want you to be a part Monday through Friday, daily, live at 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our prayer call, the same number that I just shared with you, 1-712-770-4160. 31, 39, 54#. That is our daily prayer outreach for you and those that are in need of prayer. Amen. At Monday, we pray for those in the marketplace. Tuesday, our general prayer line, which is Triumphant Tuesday. Wednesday is Winning Wednesday. Thursday is Thankful Thursday. And Friday, Frontline Friday. Come and be a part of what God is doing through our prayer ministry outreach. You will be blessed. You will be strengthened. You will be inspired, encouraged, and empowered by this prayer experience. And coming up in 2017, beloved, we will be launching the School of Ministry. It is for you. It is for everyone who wants to have a greater insight, a depth of the Word of God, and the ministry of the Kingdom of God. And it is It is free. Amen. Amen. But registration is required. So you can go to Faith at Work Ministries, Faith at Work Missions. Amen. I just want to make sure I get that right. Faith at Work Missions at gmail.com and request our application for registration for the School of Ministry. This is going to be a dynamic training, beloved, online, as well as a live on-site training for those in metropolitan Detroit. It is limited seating, so you want to register, you want to request for an application at faithatworkmissions@gmail.com. Amen. And then also coming up, beloved, is our School of Prayer training that's coming in January through the month of January. It is online, and you must register as well. We will have a nominal fee, a nominal registration cost. It is an investment, and this is your time during the month of January to be trained and equipped in the area of prayer and intercession. And so we want you to be a part of what we're doing as we expand the kingdom of God throughout the nation and nations of the world. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, amen. If you need prayer, beloved, we have a live line, and that number is 347-945-6272. You can call in and make your request known. We will have a prayer intercessor to pray with you. That is our live number every Sunday morning from 8 a.m. to 8:30. So you want to call 347-945-6272. Call in, and we look forward to praying a prayer of agreement with you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. And so we have come to the close of our time this morning. We pray God's blessings again upon you and your household. May the blessings of the Lord make you wealthy. May the blessing of the Lord make you rich without toiling and without sorrow. In Jesus' name, that is my prayer for you this day. Amen, amen, amen. We look forward to you being back with us next week here on the Kingdom in Gathering Online Church. If you are part of our Facebook family, please share this link on your page. Others will be blessed. If you are part of LinkedIn and Twitter and Pinterest, beloved, post the link. You will be blessed, and your friends and families and coworkers will be blessed as we continue to teach and to share on God's covenant wealth and prosperity. In Jesus' name, this is Apostle Monetta Hare. May the peace of God, the provision of God, the protection of God, the peace of God, and the prosperity of God be upon you and your family. In Jesus' name, go in peace. Shalom, shalom. God bless each of you.